Good morning. It is Tuesday, September the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you know what Tuesday means, guys. We're going for tacos today. Not sure where they're going to show up, but I'm going for it, and you are too. Well, it's time to win the day. And you know how to win the day. You got to win the morning. And so I know a number of you are with us right here together. We're joining in this morning, early morning. Others, of course, are picking it up later in the day. And, you know, that's all good. I'm just telling you, whether the wake-up call is your morning or not, you got to win the morning if you want to win the day. Okay, let's consecrate ourselves, right? That's part of what I'm talking about. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. Let's just let that word settle. Jesus, I belong to you. I'm not going through the motions here. I'm not just repeating the words. I'm talking to you, Jesus, and I'm saying from my heart, mind, soul, strength to you. I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Title of today's entry is, Take Off Your Shoes. Our text is Exodus chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. Hear now the word of the Lord. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. On the far side of the wilderness, we come to the mountain of God. And God does not disappoint. Moses' attention, riveted by the strange phenomenon captured in the 10 words we explored yesterday, the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. Moses walked toward the bush to investigate. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. What does one do when they hear their name called twice by an unburning bush? One responds in good biblical form. And Moses said, Here I am. I wonder how it might change the shape of my days if the first words from my mouth each morning were these. Here I am. You know what God would say next? Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. This whole affair with the unburning bush was exceptional and extraordinary, a one-time deal. After all, there's only one burning bush in the whole Bible, right? It's easy to marvel at these kinds of stories and then dismiss them as having little bearing on our own lives and experience. It is true, these stories are unique in the history of the world. They are in many ways unrepeatable. The Bible does not intend to normalize the voice of God coming from a bush on fire but not burning up. God did extraordinary things at particular times with super special people back then, but not so much anymore. Right? Wrong! That's all caps wrong, exclamation. Friends, we live in the age of the Holy Spirit, who is being poured out all over the world, on all flesh, women and men, giving vision to the young and dreams to the old. We live in an age way more prolific with burning bushes. There is a famous and oft-quoted verse of poetry from Elizabeth Barrett Browning that just fits here. Earth's crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God, but only he who sees takes off his shoes. The rest sit round and pluck blackberries. Our problem is sleepwalking. We have lost our expectancy of hearing from God in the early morning and of standing on holy ground in the low valley of high noon and of walking with him in the cool of the evening. The active, prevenient working of the Holy Spirit in every person we encounter so easily slips out of our awareness. We forget that we are the burning bush, ordinary human beings illuminated with the fiery love of God. Remember, I am the fire, Jesus says. You are the burning. The Spirit of God is renewing the face of the earth right here, right now. All ground is holy ground, but only she who sees takes off her shoes. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Are your shoes off yet? The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I hear the word Exodus. You decree it over me, over my family, my church, my whole town. I receive it, and as you decree it, I declare it. Exodus, Exodus, Exodus. I receive it, and as you decree it, I declare it. Exodus, Exodus, Exodus. I confess how easily I slip into slumber. I wake up only to hit the snooze bar in my spirit. My vision of your plan A gets obstructed by the circumstances of plan B all around me. Wake me up, Lord. Give me ears to hear and eyes to see. In this moment, I speak aloud in faith. Here am I. Just begin to say that out loud right where you are. Here am I. Say it till you're actually saying it to the Lord. Here am I. Here am I. It's interesting how he's going to say now, I am here. And so now, Lord, we step forward onto the holy ground of your presence for my good, for others' gain, for your glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Here I am. Here am I is the word. Here am I. I like that. It just came to me in the prayer that we say, here am I. And he says, I am here. And he says, I am here. And we say, here am I. That's a greeting. That's a greeting right there. Let's be trying that out today and tomorrow and the next few days. And he's going to say, take off your shoes. And we're going to take our shoes off. You know, there's just something about this Christian faith, right? We think of it in such spiritual terms. It becomes just sort of numinous and noumenal and invisible and untouchable. But when you read the Bible, it's anything but that. I mean, it's burning bushes. It's take off your actual shoes. It's make an altar out of stones. It's, you know, nail the God man on wood, on a cross. It's anything but noumenal and numinous and untouchable and invisible. It's real. It's earthy. It's the ground that we walk on, holy ground. And that's why it's, you know, it can seem like, what am I doing taking off my shoes? Well, you're actually, I love how my old mentor, Ellsworth Callis, would say, he said, you got to tangibilitate it. He coined the word tangibilitate. Like, don't just have this, like, wispy spirituality, man. Let's get down on the ground. Let's take off our shoes. Let's make an altar. Let's do something real today. That's how we get from plan B back to plan A. You're raising Ebenezer, an Ebenezer stone, right? That says, the Lord has brought us safe thus far. You make markers of your faith. It's like, that's why in Deuteronomy 6, you know, he says, listen, these commands that I give you today, they got to be on your heart. You got to impress them on your children. You got to talk about them when you're getting up, when you're lying down, when, everywhere in between, when you're walking on the road. And he's like, this is not what it says, but this is what it says. You got to tangibilitate it. You got to write it on the doorpost. You got to write it on the gate in case you miss it on the doorpost. You got to bind it to your wrist. Write it on your hand. I mean, I'm going beyond Deuteronomy 6, but this is the whole point of that whole Holy Spirit Word of God journaling that we've been talking about. One of the ways we stay stuck in plan B as like Bible believing people is that we just sort of keep it in our head. We just let the ideas just kind of swim around and we're just otherwise buffeted by the waves where we can be so of two minds. All right, I know I'm preaching now. I got to stop. We're going to sing today. You knew that. We're winning the morning, guys. We're winning the morning. And you know who wins the morning wins the day. We're going to sing Breathe On Me, Breath of God. It's one of the great old hymns, 1878, Edwin Hatch, number 304. Number 304 in our Seedbed Hymnal, Breathe on Me, Breath of God. Punchy, short, power-packed verses, four of them. We'll sing them all. Just want you to have a sense of like when you're breathing in the Spirit of God. Isn't it interesting when Jesus is sitting with those disciples on the other side of his resurrection? He breathes on them. That's tangible. He breathes on them. And you know what he said? Receive the Holy Spirit, breath of God. All right, breathe in, and we're going to breathe in the Spirit. We're going to breathe out worship and prayer. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until with thee I will one will to do and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, till all this earthly part of me glows with thy fire divine. Breathe on me, breath of God, so shall I never die, but live with thee the perfect life of thine eternity. Amen. That third verse. Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, till all this earthly part of me glows with thy fire divine. That's good right there. That's why we sing hymns. I am the fire, Jesus says. You are the burning. I see it, guys. I'm seeing fires just popping up all over the land. There's something happening in you. You're waking up at the next place of faith and hope and love. You've heard me say this, and I say, you know, the only impediment, obstacle to my own awakening is that I'm pretty sure I'm already awake. That's kind of how Plan B works. You just kind of get cozy with where you used to be and who you used to be, and you think, well, this is as good as it gets. And then Plan A just starts knocking at the door and says, wake up, sleeper. Rise. Wake up. Rise. Jesus is shining. He's breathing on you. He's saying, I am the fire. You are the burning. And guys, when you're out there on the field carrying seeds in your pocket, and I carry literal seeds because, you know, I believe this is a tangible reality. I carry literal seeds in my pocket to remind myself of what I'm doing. Someday I'm going to be sending you some seeds in the mail. But that's what's happening. We're just a moving, burning bush. And you just don't know how the Lord is moving through you. He's going to give you more and more awareness and consciousness of it, but he's moving through you. When we're consecrated, when we're being transformed, he's moving through us. He's doing things in the world. People are they're seeing, and they're like, I want to go over there. I want to see this strange sight. A bush is on fire, but it's not burning up. It was, what was the word? I want to get it right. The 10 words, the bush was on fire. It did not burn up. All right, that's enough. I'm going to stop. Somebody stop me. I will see you on the field today for the awakening and for tacos on Tuesday. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.